Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How are you doing?
I'm good, Faisal. How about you?
I'm doing well.
Awesome.
Cold, but well.
Yeah, well, it is winter.
I'm still recovering.
From?
Our Christmas party.
It was a good one. It was a good shaker.
I had to leave early, too. I was up at 5 a.m. By 9:30, my girdle was hurting.
Hey, you're running out of juice.
I looked a little bit thinner that day, didn't
I? You looked fantastic. Yeah, you're all gussied up in the penguin suit.
I had the tux on, so I looked about 5 pounds lighter. People thought I looked healthier, but I took off that bow tie and everything came out.
You know, yeah, I thought it was a great party. The only thing I'll say is, you know, it's been a long year for a lot of people. The Alberta economy, jobs in Calgary, the way the markets are going, volatility, all of it, and it was nice just to get together as a community of people that are all experiencing retirement.
Yep.
Together, okay, and the world hasn't come to an end. Things move on.
Yeah, and speaking of people going through retirement, there's been some changes coming that have come out from the provincial government. The Alberta government has introduced a bill that could change the way people, the way property is handled between common law couples.
Right.
Yep. And that's a big change. Many common law couples in Alberta, about 1 in 10. So there's a big change happening there. We're going to find out about that and how it could affect you.
Well, and we're going to talk also about people's vision of retirement and the reality of retirement, because they're often different.
A lot of people are discontent with retirement.
Because the vision doesn't necessarily match the reality.
Correct. And so we're going to talk about how do you become content in retirement. There's a difference between retiring and retiring happy.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we're going to talk about how to become happy.
That'll be a cool, that's a cool piece. Okay. So this week's news, it was more than just, the water cooler talk, more than just our Christmas party.
Yeah, big change came out from the communication of the Bank of Canada. Mm-hmm. We'll start there. They did not raise interest rates, no surprise there, but they did have one piece of their communication that said they're going to see non-inflationary growth. That kind of spooked the currency traders, dropped our currency below 75 cents versus the U.S.,
well, and pricing out some, I think, the aggressiveness of maybe that was priced in terms of Bank of Canada interest rate increases.
Yeah, and growth. And I think growth will slow down in Canada. I think what's coming out of this as well is there's an impact because of oil.
Sure.
Finally, somebody that actually talks from an independent office to the federal government saying the impact of oil is here.
Yep.
And that's the sentiment we're having in this province and in this city. You know,
right.
Like it's... it's out there. So big change in the communication, the format of the communication from the Bank of Canada. So it was a very interesting move to see how the currency reacted to it.
Yeah, and weak relative to the U.S. So if you were not paying attention, we did see it fall relative to U.S.
Yeah. Volatile week today.
Well, again, very, very noisy environment, creating instability and volatility, some of which, of course, has been driven by the conflicting reports about whether or not we're making progress towards a U.S.-China trade deal or not. Bond markets are, and interest rate markets are moving around.
Yep.
And that's creating some concern for people. We've still got this Brexit issue on the go. I mean, there are reasons to be concerned, for sure.
And there was this technical thing called an inverted yield curve that spooked the market. For those who don't know what an inverted yield curve is, the general term, especially in the U.S., is when the two-year interest rate is higher than the 10-year interest rate. Normally, you want higher interest for committing your money for a longer period. And right now, we're seeing the two-year higher than the five-year,
right.
The three-year higher than the five-year, which are early signs of recession. Now, we've gone back and did our research, and we've found that if you invested on the day that the two-year becomes higher than the 10-year, which we're not there
which is
yet.
Not, yeah.
No, we're not
no.
there yet.
Yeah.
But if you did, 70% chance that over the next 12 months, the average rate of return on the S&P 500 is 29%.
Right.
So by making a fearful conversation of recession is coming, therefore I should get out of the market, you could be leaving a lot of money off the table.
Could, yep.
And so those are the things you need to be aware of. And I think right now people have got the emotion of fear in there that... when you start bringing out these stats and so forth, it just kind of goes over their head because they're not thinking clearly in that stuff. They're more focused on. So people like you and I who just stay disciplined, stay to our approach, our strategy works. It does prove to be to be there for people over the long term. And what I mean by long term, we talk about an income bucket that pays for 10 years of cash flow. We have a growth bucket that's designed to grow over 10 years. So you've got money coming while you're growing over that time. And it's not going to happen every day or every month, but the purpose behind our strategy is to show how you can actually bulletproof that retirement using those two buckets over time.
You know, and I'm going to raise a topic that we've talked a lot about over the past couple of weeks, and that is, how do you arrest fear? Can you beat fear with facts?
No. Yeah, I've learned that the hard way this last couple of weeks, talking to people about the facts. And it's just, and I had a conversation with my own father. He's like, oh, well, should we get out of the market? And I'm like, well, let me show you all the information. And he just said, shut up, Faisal.
I'm scared.
I don't care about what your facts are and your statistics. I want to know that I'm going to be okay. And so it was an interesting, thank God it was my father who said, shut up to me, because he normally does say that anyways. So
yeah, but nothing abnormal there.
Yeah, right. It was a regular day. but he, you know, to actually articulate that he was scared because of the volatility is a good thing. And I think part of our job is to explain to people that, you know, given our strategies and so forth, they are going to be okay. We understand that there's fear. Mm-hmm. It's normal to feel this way, especially when you're going through retirement. It magnifies it more. And so it's okay to feel this way. It's taking a deep breath, take a step back, and then say, what do I need to know in order to feel better?
Well, it's part of the contentment. And, you know, having said what I just said, I accept, and I know from experience, that you can't beat fear with facts. But facts do become important, right? And proper planning plays a role in ensuring that the lifestyle that you envision, given that it could change over time, right? Mm-hmm. But the one that you envision, you can do some proper planning around that.
Yeah.
It does it completely override the fear when things are messy and going crazy? No, it doesn't.
No.
Okay, but what it should do is it should take you back when there's, you know, you can, that fear subsides a little bit. It takes you back to say things are going to be okay, right? Hope isn't a strategy. You can't just hope it's all going to work out.
Correct.
Right? So we've got to do some work. You need to take some time to do some work to see and stress test, what does it look like?
Yep.
Right? So when we do financial planning, as an example, and I like to go back to my financial plan at times of stress. Because it's not about just the best case scenario. That's not what I'm planning for. What I'm planning to understand is, what happens if things break down?
You're such a pessimist.
No, I just want to know where the bottom is.
Yeah, that's
right.
We call it a pessimist.
Right, but there's a but there's a range. There's a range, man.
There is.
A range.
Yeah, yeah. I need to know how I can actually achieve the lifestyle I want with the least amount of risk. That's what, when I look at my plan,
right,
that's what I want to look at. Again, now we're working, we're employed, we got money coming in. So
and we're doing it every day, right?
And we're not relying on our portfolio to fund our future spending.
Right.
And so when people see gyrations, and I'll give you an example, a $2 million client of ours saw a 2% drop, $40,000, said to me, that's half a year of income.
Right.
Do I have to go back to work? No.
Right.
Right. But that's fear.
Right.
It's not logic. It's fear.
Right. Right?
You got so much money. Let's just take it slow, and we got to understand the fear and move from there.
Yeah, no, exactly. Okay, maybe enough said about that. Let's wrap it up. We've got a seminar coming up.
Yeah, on Tuesday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. You need to reserve your seats. We are selling out on this. We have hardly any more space left. Selling out is not the right word. We're filling up space. We want to educate, inform, and motivate many Canadians. So do come out. You do have to register by giving us a call, 966-8400. 966-8400 is the number, or register online by visiting morethanmoneyradio.com.
If you're living or know somebody living in a common law relationship, the rules are potentially going to change with a material impact. You need to stick around for that. Join us after the break on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.